Ricochet could think pick up for him just the second.
It picked up. It's going to be like that, just the way it is, because, you know, he's learning a new system. His teammates are learning a new system, so, you know, that's a good mix, good combination. That's a good way to put it. But yeah, he's just a good thing. So, I mean, he's a very bright kid. That's the first thing you learn, you know, from listening to him as he calls his huddle. So that was a huge plus. So.
Kind of an interesting prospect, so to speak. Yes. Kind of very highly rated kid coming out of high school.
Yeah, very much so. He bounced around a little bit of college and finally settled in at the end. But, you know, he does have a good skill set. And as I said earlier, he's very smart. So that'll bode very well for him in terms of his opportunity.
Who would you put kind of leader in the clubhouse as the number two quarterback at this point?
Oh, well, there really isn't a leader in the clubhouse. But if I had to pick one, I would, you know, I'd go with Garrett right now. I think Garrett's done a nice job so far. You know, he's really doing some good things. And again, we'll see. I mean, that's why we go through this whole process.
How hard is it to kind of figure out these, quote, system quarterbacks, right? Like the guys that play in the spread system, but you know that they have other skill sets, but you haven't seen it in a couple of years.
Right, but that's the thing that we're finding out, you know, because again, we're a multifaceted offense. We do everything from either under center or in the gun, and we mix it up, whether we're going to use some of the zone read stuff or we're going to use some of the base offense. And so it's just a matter of watching these guys and seeing. And another thing too is they're going to have to make their own reads. They're not turning to the sideline and being told what to do. So, you know, that's another thing. And then also some of our have to call huddles. Some of them, you know, we've had guys that have never called huddles before. So it's been real interesting. But, you know, the guys that we had out here today did a nice job for us, both of them.
Ron, you guys brought in three undrafted guards, and I'm curious just how you thought they did in this camp. And also, you think Norwell's kind of story of being in their exact shoes 4 years ago kind of serves as another bit of a motivating force?
Very
of
much
like,
so.
What can happen?
And I talked to the guys before we started on Friday about their opportunity, and I gave them two names. I talked about Wes, and I talked about Andrew, and told them that these guys are guys that came in, were in these mini camps, and they were signed to free agents, and, you know, both have had very good careers, and it's all because, you know, they took advantage of the opportunity, and you guys have a chance as well.
How did these 2 days go?
They went well. Very happy with what we got out of the 2 days. You know, more so than anything else, watching some of the guys compete, that was great. And again, get a chance to watch our draft picks, our signed free agents that we brought in. And, you know, there are a few guys that weren't drafted and weren't signed that caught our attention. So, we feel good about what we got from these 2 days of practices.
Marquise did his commencement today.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, he left last night but came in, looked really good yesterday. Very pleased with what we got from him. So, again, just happy to see see him when he was here. He'll be back. I guess he flies back tomorrow.
What did you see out of Golden?
Oh, very pleased with his athleticism, his movement skills. You know, a little rusty back there playing pure safety, but, you know, we'll get him back on track. Really like his athleticism there.
Do you have anybody in the quarter system like you did with McCaffrey?
I don't think we do. So I'm pretty excited about having everybody here to start.
You said there are a few guys that really caught your attention. Who specifically really stood out?
Well, again, I don't have to give you numbers because I'm not good with their names right now, but on defensive side, 95, Schult. He did a nice job. 74, the center. 79, the left tackle. Guys that really performed well. 20, the running backs, a guy that caught our attention as well. 72, the defensive tackle. 31 and 32 is DBs. I mean, these guys did some nice things. Number 11 and number 6 at the wide receiver position. I mean, all these guys, you know, really shown very well. The other guys competed.
Some of those guys, good chance we might see them on the roster.
Some have opportunities, Joe. We'll get that sorted out in probably the next few hours. But, you know, those guys got our attention. Most sure they are in the time. So. Good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Guys, we'll have Rashawn real quick.
Wait, hold up.
We got it.